We're continuing with Vision Destiny 2020. I'm sharing some of the things that were key in 2019, my journals that include what God said, my experiences, what God did, what he showed me. And we're going to look at, okay, what does that mean for 2020 and how does that affect us on a daily basis? So some of the major themes that I found in 2019 were the restoration of all things. We did the conference. I did a teaching series on that. That was what God spoke to me a lot about. The oracles of the Father's heart, a revelation of how deep the Father's love goes, love's light, and how we are to rise, shine with love's light and demonstrate the light of love to the world. Happy eschatology, that we need to look forward to the restoration and not the destruction of everything. The Joshua generation arising in sonship, taking responsibility for restoration and setting creation free. And rest, and how, if we're not living in rest, love, joy, and peace, then we have no basis for outworking anything else. Rest in relationship, trust in relationship is the key. So some of the things God said. Son, there's more to come than you've seen so far, but this is the beginning of the beginning. Get ready to launch out beyond once again. We're just in the beginning of the beginning. Focus on developing your mind, learn to meditate with greater clarity and purpose, and you will be able to create a better reality. As sons, we have authority to create the reality around us. Creation will respond to the authority of mature sons to form that reality, but we need to come into that renewed mind ourselves. Focus on framing your reality each day as a fractal image that reflects the whole narrative by seeing the bigger picture. What we do is a fractal of a bigger picture, if we're part of an ecclesia or an embassy, which is fractal of a bigger picture, which ultimately all aligns with the heart and mind of God and his purpose. See the love, joy, and peace that forms rest within the frame, within the frame, within the frame. And this is really important to get this wheels within wheels within wheels. There are fractals within fractals within fractals. The frame is the Merkabah, the wheels within the wheels within the wheels, where you view, experience, and live within love's light. The energy you need to arise and shine love's light will be found as you live from the fractal of the wheel that empowers your life and enables you to frame reality. That is a picture of the Merkabah overlaying over a human being, showing the wheels within the wheels within us, body, soul, and spirit. That's just one layer or one level of energy. But when you see the picture of the Merkabah, I have this picture on my wall, you see wheels within wheels within wheels. The outer wheels, the inner wheels, and the inner wheel. And this gives us access to outer, inner, and inmost aspects of dimensional reality, physical realm, the spiritual realm, and deeper into the eternal realm. So this becomes a doorway, an access point that then energizes within us the gateways that can flow heaven into the earth, whether they be spirit, soul, body gateways or energy gateways that can be activated. So within here, you see the activation of gateways that bring limitless energy that enable us to fulfill and outwork God's purposes in reality in our lives. Mount Zion and the mountain of the house of the Lord form the frames to view reality from, but they must overlap and create a new frame for multidimensional portals of reality. So you have Mount Zion, the mountain of God, where all the thrones of God are, and you have the mountain of the house of the Lord. So you have heaven and earth that need to come together in agreement. So heavenly government, earthly government, a reflection of heavenly government. So you have the mountain of God, Zion, and the mountain of the house of the Lord, but that is inverted in that it's not a covering, but a foundation. So then when we begin to bring heaven and earth into alignment, when we begin to operate as a royal priesthood within the realms of heaven, and carry the oracles and legislate those oracles into the earth, we'll find that heaven and earth will begin to overlap and align, which is the picture of the Merkabah. And within the midst of it, we have dimensional portal to engage beyond our earthly physical reality into the other dimensions and access the power we call zero point energy that can activate the gateways of our spirit, soul and body, but are also our energy gateways within our mind and our emotions and each area which can be activated with unlimitless energy if we learn how to activate this and live from this perspective of heaven and earth, dual realms or multi-realms living. The fractals of the wheels go deeper than you can presently imagine or think, but your consciousness will expand if you will continue to develop your meditation. So the more we enter into rest, the more the reality of the power that our minds have to create reality will begin to materialize. Son, come walk with me. We entered the Sode of the Lord. Son, this is the place of convergence where the now becomes the is to enable what will be. Three wheels. Son, here are where the books are written and the scrolls are established. And we have the council, the court of the Lord, the Sode of God, the Yesode of God, in relation to the realm of the heaven of heavens that then relate downwards to the court of the councils of the fathers that then bring all the other courts into play because they're aligned with the court of judges, the court of 70, and the court of the Lord. So I access this court. Son, this is where the conversation within the perichoresis, the precepts of my heart, are released as my statutes. My thoughts are unveiled so my voice can be expressed as the laws that enable and empower my children to act. We must align the first three houses of the Chancellor's houses, precepts, statutes, and laws, for the window to open up the ordinances of God to manifest heaven into the earth and into the dimensions. I saw continual illuminations of truth released as a continual flow of heart to heart, mind to mind when I was in this court. Revealed truth of living letters creating, revising to reflect the wheels within the wheels, within the wheels of the High Chancellor's houses where destiny is being aligned as the now is and will be converge. These are the wheels within the wheels within the wheels at their basic level of understanding, although there are deeper levels of understanding to experience. Son, see the living letters, energize and activate my heart and my thoughts into the frequencies that are resonating to entrain the hearts and minds of all my children to their destinies. Now, this is really important. There's a process going on here for us to engage with the heart and mind of God and to be his voice. But we need to be resonating, not with our own understanding, but with those frequencies that are a revelation of his heart and mind. And the living letters unveil that to us. Even if we're not engaging them as beings, they're active within this process. This is where the resonant frequency of I am creates the unified quantum field that energizes the whole of the created order with what you know as zero point energy. This is where energy is activated in whole of creation. This is the power of my voice as the vibrating strings that causes all things to exist and hold together. Son, this is where my observation and my reality frames creation with the hope of the freedom of the glory of my sons. Son, this is the fabric of space-time, the unified field of my consciousness that causes everything to live, move, and exist within me. Now, this is quite deep stuff, and it takes and requires some meditation. You know, I don't understand this when God usually says it to me, but I begin to meditate on it. I cultivate it within my heart. I keep it within the center, and it begins to release revelation bit by bit into my life that then I can live from that revelation. Son, the Sode is my heart, mind, and voice communicated as the unified field of energy, the vibrational frequency that is in training creation towards the restoration of all things. This is God's intention and purpose. This is not a static system of inevitability, but a dynamic relationship and continuum. We're involved in this process. This is the purpose of living letters as the intermediaries of my heart and mind, as my words that are living, active, and all-powerful in the creating of reality. This is where separation and reintegration of soul and spirit, thoughts and intentions of the heart, continually create the source within each of my children. There is this active engagement that we have of soul and spirit and body coming together in unity, in unison, to actually begin to release heaven into the earth. Son, this is the place of comfort and security where you can be real, honest, and open your heart to me. Rest in my love and trust me for your provision, protection, and direction, and we will walk out your destiny together. The Joshua generation is the main mandate that I have given you to facilitate the restoration of all things and set creation free from its groaning bondage. I really carry that mandate to raise up a generation who will mentor another generation into sonship, living in heaven and on earth, beginning to align heaven and earth, oracles and legislators, according to the order of Melchizedek. That's my passion. It's the mandate that God's given me, and I want to see that at work to facilitate the restoration of all things. We have a role to play in bringing creation into freedom. God is looking to display or reveal or unveil the light of our sonship as mature sons. Son, it is only those who will arise and shine to radiate the glory of sonship that will become mature sons in this age. There are many who will shrink back to the comfort of the old systems, but you are to equip and train those with the courage to take possession of the land of their inheritance. Son, release a new wave that will touch my children's hearts and draw them to a fresh hope that there is more than this. Let the sound and light create the frequency that will woo my children out of the wilderness of religion into the glorious freedom of sonship. And we've got to take this message to those who are still stuck in the religious systems under the coverings of men, where every hierarchical mediatorial system that's keeping people in bondage in the wilderness, we must reach them with this message of good news, of freedom and hope to be who God called them to be, unrestricted access directly to God and able to live in the realms of heaven and earth. Son, there are many waiting for the sound of heaven to reverberate into the wilderness of the Moses generation's religious mediatorial orders. Be bold and be courageous. Do not hold back, and new horizons will be open for the Engaging God program to engage. So that we need to reach out to those around the world who need mentoring and help them with this process, translating this into other languages, getting it so that people can engage with God for themselves. This is the whole point. Engaging God. And that means we engage God directly without a mediator. The program is not a mediator. The program just facilitates people to engage God for themselves and frees them to come into their sonship. India is but the beginning. Keep walking with me and you will be able to reach the nations so they can return to be the families I intended them to be. In the beginning of the year, I called for their opening of India, other nations. And now I had an invitation to come to India to bring the sonship restoration message. And so this was the first step. I issued the mystic call into the nations as the sound of sonship. We need to call to the nations, call to the families of the earth to come together to that mystic call of sonship. I call into the religious systems of India with the mystic call to sonship. I release the blue light call to engage sons to cross over and be seated beyond the veil. Now, this is what I did in preparation for going to India. And I do this wherever I go, and I'm looking to legislate for change, transformation, for things to be prepared, for the atmosphere to be right. So as I release these calls now, as I just share what I did, I'm releasing this call out into the world. I release the blue light call to engage sons to cross over and be seated beyond the veil. I release the sound and frequency of the oracles of the Father's heart to awaken the children of God. I release the messenger angels with dreams and visions to awaken those sleeping in religious stupor. I call for the royal priesthood to arise and be positioned as oracles and legislators of the order of Melchizedek. I call for the light of love to shine brightly. I call for love bombs from heaven to explode over the hearts of men and women in India, in the world, to awaken to the desires as opposed to the coverings of men. And it's important that we realize that there are hindrances and restrictions to the desires of God that are suppressing people. I call for lightning bolts of heavenly revelation to penetrate the veils of deception, to awaken and illuminate the darkness within love's light. I am is about to show my children more of my presence. I am coming to invite them to cross over and come up here. In 2012, I began the reformation that offered the possibility of heaven being open. In 2015, a new generation began, and now in 2020, there will be the beginning of the exodus from the wilderness as the visitations become widespread. God is going to visit people. But we can be facilitators of that, target them, be the spotters that laser target for the angels to visit. Many will be afraid of what they see, but they will come and the exodus will not be visible yet. Many will see and the experience will be visibly life-changing. They will have no fear and will be the forerunners of this next phase. Son, call them into the Joshua generation, welcome them home, make them feel welcome and accepted, and unveil their freedom in sonship. The ambassadors may not seem to be effective, but the ripples are beginning to grow into waves of sound and light that are increasing in amplitude and are beginning to penetrate the veils of the deception of the old order. Don't necessarily expect to see instant results when you begin to legislate. You're operating to create an atmosphere, to change an atmosphere, to begin movement, to change things. It takes time. Keep going, releasing the sounds, releasing the light, releasing those resonant frequencies, being those frequencies of hope, and being demonstrations of love's light, arising and shining, radiating that light. It takes time, but it is moving. Things are moving, and we're going to see things begin to change if we don't give up. Persevere, be vigilant and diligent to continue legislating as ambassadors for the Joshua generation into the wilderness, into the world. To freely be loved and to freely express love is the hallmark of sonship. This will change your frequency to answer creation's groaning for freedom. Son, face-to-face intimacy will inevitably lead to deconstruction and renewal of the mind regarding my nature and character. When you experience who God really is, it will change who you thought you knew he was. It will change it. It changed me dramatically. The deeper I went, the more I realized how intrinsically the essence of God is love and how everything he does is a reflection of that love. When anyone truly looks into my eyes, unconditional love is the only thing they will see. They will see themselves and the world through the mirror and lens of love, and the oracles of my heart will begin to unveil and reveal just how unrelenting and unfailing is my love. Son, my love for all my children creates the mirror to reflect identity and reveal position and purpose. If only they could see me without the veils of deception that are distorting my character and very nature. And this is our mission, to unveil and reveal the true God, Father, Son, and Spirit in amazing, intimate relationship with each other, and that we have been invited into that circle of the dance of their loving relationship. Son, I am calling you to open your heart to more people and respond to the desire for more that is increasing amongst those who know there must be more than this. And, you know, my heart is engaging with people at a deeper level, and I'm responding to their invitations to engage. Before, I was resistant. Now, because I've experienced just how deep the love of God is, I am more open to engage with people around the world, physically as well as online. Respond to the cries of the hungry hearts to open new spheres for the Joshua generation to arise and come forth into their inheritance. Son, strategically target geographical areas with legions of heavenly messengers who will explode love bombs and hurl lightning bolts to open the hearts and minds of those who will become the evangelists of the new. We need those to testify to engaging with God in intimacy, face to face in heaven, and have experiences that can open up those to others. When you're on the outside, it's very difficult to engage those on the inside of a system. We need those on the inside to experience God and then begin to share that message within. Son, target the four streams converging towards a unified position in the restoration of all things with the truth of love that will penetrate the veils of deception. Remember, those four streams are eschatology, universal reconciliation, energy healing, and the mystic stream. I call for love bombs to explode over the lives of those who are forerunners in each of the four converging streams. I call for love bombs to explode over. Now, I had a whole list of people that God showed me were key people in each of those movements that need to engage the whole and not just one stream. There were many specific people. I'm not going to publicly name them and share them, obviously, but they are from the converging streams, and I have been legislating for the revelation of more than one stream to begin to impact their lives. Son, where the foundations are reset and true openness, honesty, transparency in place and deception removed, then you can engage to restore Destiny Robber. Remember, God had been challenging me about Destiny Robber, and in our process here, in our foundations here, and in the things that have been going on here, there was some preparation that needed to take place to remove some things from what we're doing on Earth so that the atmosphere won't be empowered by those things and Destiny Robber will not be empowered by the atmosphere. Restore the light out of darkness so the scales of deception and darkness can be removed and the pre-fall position and function can be re-established. So God started to speak to me about how to restore a fallen one. Son, offer only my love as light to bring restoration to those who were deceived by the light bearer. Son, administrate the light of love into all areas of darkness to restore the relationships lost through deception. The whole way the good news is presented has been twisted and perverted by Leviathan to become bad news that undermines the reality of my character and nature. And this is across the board to the world. The religion has presented the angry, distant deity that needs appeasing, to the spiritual realms, that is a God that cannot forgive and will not restore. And this is what sons have presented God as being like. It is a twisting of the truth. God can always love and was forgiven in his very character. He cannot hold anything against anybody. He cannot ask us to forgive everyone if he doesn't do it, and he does. He's already forgiven everyone and everything. Holds nothing against anybody or anything. Set the record straight in the four converging streams by highlighting both the truth that brings position and the errors they fall into. So each stream has errors that keep those streams from adjoining with the other streams. And therefore, sometimes we need to point that out. Now, I'm going to do some teaching sessions specifically on these four streams, on each of the streams and the errors and the truth that's within each of those streams that can bring us to a unified whole. Present the strengths and weaknesses and show how they need each other to be a unified whole and a coherent position. Each one without the other three fails and collapses. They need to be a four-legged stool, not one, two, or three, as they're not stable. Legislate for the light of love to shine within each position of convergence to unveil the instability of one without the other three. The mystics need a consistent eschatology and a universal love reality, or they will fail to capture hearts and minds. The eschatologists need the universal perspective to do justice to the implications of the new covenant, but will fail without the mystical love encounters. The universalists need an eschatology that supports their position, and they need the positions of the heavenly government to legislate the restoration of all things from. The energy healers need a personal relationship and transcendent and eternal purpose for what they're doing. All four streams need to flow together in one converging stream, a river that flows into the nations. We need a river to flow into the nations, a river of a unified approach of restoration. Son, I will give you revelation through encounters, but you will also need to understand all four positions to be able to unify the whole. Each stream will need to let go of their theology and doctrinal position for the sacred cows to be slain. We all have sacred cows that we hold on to and are unwilling to let go of. They need slaying so we can have the freedom of the truth of that reality. Encounters with me are the only hope they have to embrace the reality they need to converge and become the unstoppable force for the restoration that they are intended to be. The Engaging God program is your priority to equip the Joshua generation. Only the first wave have been reached. There are many other waves to cross over. Keep up the momentum and finish the next modules before I open up other avenues to explore. And I've been doing that through the year, very active, and I'm pretty much there before those other avenues open up. Son, legislate for peace and harmony and be willing to pursue unity in relationship with diligence and persistence. I do not want this movement to go the way all others have gone, by fossilizing. These are movements because they accelerate things forward, and when they stop, they cease to carry my heart. A movement needs to move. Don't stop moving forward towards the restoration of all things. Keep making progress even when it feels tough and there's resistance from those who should be providing momentum. Keep building momentum until it becomes a critical mass that cannot be resisted. It can be resisted but cannot be stopped. This is a logarithmic in function, so will not require equal numbers, just significant numbers of strategically placed sons. Son, each year, give a fresh opportunity for mentoring and remove those who are not engaging so you have tiers of groups. Now, I have public mentoring groups, I have legislative mentoring groups, and I have beginners mentoring groups within the Engaging God program. And what God was basically saying to me here is each year, start again with new people and new beginners groups and then move those other ones on. And this is what I'm planning for next year. Everyone who's in new into the Engaging God program will be able to access a mentoring group with me, and everyone who's previously in mentoring groups will be able to continue that in more advanced mentoring groups. And I'm still doing public groups that I can release out to take the message out into the general population. Move all those who want to continue to be mentored into advanced groups and start new beginners groups. Son, it is my desire that my children be fully equipped and lacking in nothing. That requires maturity. That requires the testing or the trying of your trust in me. You embrace the process many resist because they don't know me and attribute this process as an enemy attack. Be very careful that you don't attribute what God is doing through the trials and troubles as the enemy. Trust him in the process. Son, maturity is necessary to trust me for the deconstruction of the mind, but most don't have it. They allow their own fear to rob them of the truth, and so their eyes are veiled and they are blinded and blinkered in some areas whilst very enlightened in other areas. See, some people can have amazing revelation but be completely blinded in another area. That area is often a blind self area that you can't see, you don't know. So just because someone has got amazing revelation in one area of truth does not mean that what they believe in all the other areas are enlightened. Be careful to receive the truth and reject the lies. Only face-to-face encounters can remove that fear, but that type of relationship is beyond the beliefs that many of my children have. Son, target and engage those I direct you to and seek in love to open their eyes to possibilities beyond their limitations. I have connected you to them for this purpose, so start to engage personally for dialogue and begin relationships. Stop being anonymous. In a sense, I like being anonymous. I really don't want to be well known in any sense, but I do want the message to be known. And that means sometimes you have to share that message in a more public way. Son, don't compromise or be influenced by the old covenant thinking and religious veils. Son, justice comes from judgment through my grace and mercy, where my grace and mercy triumphs. And it's really important to embrace the reality of this if we're going to minister God's grace and mercy. Son, seek mercy where which is justice outworked, and trust me to bring good out of chaos by resting in my comfort. Yes, son, seeking first the kingdom is a new covenant principle. I was presented the truth by redefining the old covenant mentality when I spoke the truth of I say unto you, words that came from the mouth of God to live by. Now, when Jesus came and challenged the old covenant, often he would say, you've heard it said, but I say unto you. And when he was presenting that truth, when he was embracing that and revealing that and releasing it, it was life-changing for those who received it. For others, they resisted and rejected it and ended up in the outer darkness outside of the covenant that they were invited to be part of. Now, of course, that doesn't mean they have to stay outside, but a lot of people are still outside of what God is doing. Son, my words are living and active and powerful to perform that which is a reflection of the Father's oracles as seen in me, the living word, truth, who is truth personified. And that is really important. Jesus is the truth. He is the living word of God. He is the one who is going to reveal the heart of the Father to us and point us to the Father. Those who tried to love by the old covenant law-based system of works ended up outside in outer darkness with no new covenant light to walk in. They were pruned from the vine and ended up in the fire both literally and figuratively, but they could be grafted back in through grace. Death is not the end of the opportunity of grace. The futility of works through law was intended to point towards a new covenant grace and mercy, not make them try to work the DIY system harder through works-based religion. See, the law was supposed to point them, as a schoolmaster, to the new covenant that was coming in the fulfillment of all the covenants in Christ and all the promises of God being fulfilled in Jesus. And yet they just tried harder to make the old system work. That's what people tend to do. Rather than letting go the futility, what they've invested in, they keep hold of it and fight for it. It's still happening today. New covenant grace must be contrasted with old covenant work so my children can be free to trust me. Limited access to the most holy places separated by veils or open access through the torn veil. These are the options people face. We need to present the torn veil and open access into the realms of heaven so that people can see that reality and express it. Share your testimony of what your experiences have been. Access to heavenly realms through death compared to access through the way, truth, and life. See, the old covenant is a covenant that's related to death. And a lot of people, even believers, believe you can only access heaven if you die. So they have a covenant with death and they're looking for death to move them into the next stage. Actually, we are to be transformed through the way, truth, and life today, not in some future expression of this. This is a living kingdom reality today. Access to the heavenly realms through death compared to the access through the way, truth, and life is so important. Mediatorial, hierarchical, governmental leadership structures compared to heavenly foundational servant leadership. These are the things that delineate old and new. Moses generation mediators who function on behalf of the people compared to Joshua generation examples functioning with the people. This is all about not doing it for people, but facilitating and helping people to do it together. Old covenant restrictions and limitations compared to new covenant freedom and empowerment. Limited responsibility of stewardship compared with full responsibility of sonship. Earthly positions of authority compared with heavenly positions of identity. Identity through works compared with identity through relationship. Obligation and duty through fear compared with opportunity and desire through love. These are all things that separate old and new. Obligation of law compared to response of love experienced. Son, be wise and maximize your resources and I will supply all your needs from my unending heavenly supply. I am that I am is infinite in wisdom, knowledge and understanding. All you need to focus on is I am. Whatever the problem, I am is the solution. Whatever the need, I am is the provision. He is our source. Remember, I am that I am and live from the rest within I am so you can be. Then you live from rest, not for rest. Son, whatever it is, I am, because I am omnipotent, wherever it is, I am omnipresent, however it is, I am omniscient. So whatever we need, wherever we need to be, whatever we need to do, whatever we need to know, within him, we are empowered in sonship. I am all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful. Nothing is impossible for me, and I am love in essence, nature, and character. Love sees, love knows, love is overcoming. Love has won, therefore love wins, love will win, because love is I am that I am, continual. Son, let me show you a new vista, which is a new horizon, and a new fresh perspective to view from. God wants to show us a new way to see the whole of creation from. I will need to renew your mind again, challenging more of your worldviews. Your thinking, although expanded, is still far too small. You see only from a limited range of light, and you hear from a restricted frequency range. I desire to expand the bandwidth of your perception so you can know the things that are beyond your current ability to comprehend. See, we think we see it all, but we're seeing a very small portion of what there is to see. Son, thinking non-linearly is only the beginning. You are designed with our creative potential for multidimensional and transdimensional existence. The ability to be I am, as you have always been, as we have always been, because you are spirit as we are spirit. See, we've come from him. We were birthed out of him. He is spirit. We are spirit. I created spiritual beings, but mankind is not that, as you were not created, but you are spirit as we are spirit. Now, there's a separation here from the spiritual beings, from whom mankind is, that carries the DNA of God. Son, you are my child in many more ways than you have been able to think, as your consciousness has been limited in its capacity to be. Man is and always has been spirit, and was not made or created, but is and always has been as we have. Only through a created universe could we experience that which is beyond spirit, and we have through our children beyond the transcendent in the imminent of existence. Son, allow the blinkers to fall away like scales from your eyes so you can see from the beginning, not seeing. So it's so important that we see from what it was like at the beginning and not just try and understand from our understanding, from our external perception of the world that we have seen up to this point. Know through the expanded consciousness of being, not seeing, as you have been known, I am that I am, you are that you are. There is something here that God was really trying to get me to embrace. It's quite complex. It's quite complicated. It's in some senses need meditation to experience rather than just say. I desire to free your mind beyond its present ability to go beyond the doing, to become, and as ascended fathers complete the firestones. Now, when I engage the firestones, and I've shared this before, God showed me, the Father took me and walked with me on the firestones, 9 firestones. He showed me there are 3 more firestones that are to be completed by man, taking us into operating in the realm of heaven, where we're seated in heavenly places alongside the throne of the Ancient of the Days, that throne will be elevated to the heaven of heavens, onto perfection and onto the eternal realm of what has been created. Not the eternal now, that's God. But God has created eternal realms, other realms of perfection, and the heaven of heavens, and our thrones will ascend as we ascend to become ascended fathers. The last encounter with the firestones opened your mind to be deconstructed from old covenant thinking and all the implications of that. As your mind was renewed, you could begin to see some of the streams beginning to converge, but there is a far greater convergence taking place transdimensionally. Now, my last encounter with the Firestones was when I actually taught the Firestones within the Sun's Arise conferences and intensives. And I had an experience which was beyond my ability to write it down. I couldn't express it. This is what he is expressing to me at this time, to unveil what my experience was on those firestones and the process which has taken place since then, to deconstruct my mind further and to show me a deeper revelation of this convergence and the streams that are converging in restoration. I experienced something that I couldn't cognitively grasp, but my spirit was able to engage it. And in the last 2 years, that has been outworked. That process has been outworked. There have been attempts to counterfeit the true convergence, but they have ultimately failed as they've been limited to what is possible because of the creative mind. The spirit of I am-ness is capable of facilitating this convergence through the oneness of being. Son, you have experienced the intention and felt the wonder of being, and that needs to be the focus that becomes your motivation for the restoration of the harmony that you have been. Now, I've experienced being connected to creation before it ever fell from its wonderful state. So I know what it was like, and I'd so desire to be returned to there and to go beyond that into where it will go. You have been I am, and you have been reconciled to I am, and have been living in the circle of the loving dance, but you know intention, and you have felt the harmony of being. So I've captured something of the heart of God in the oracles of God, and I've experienced these things in a often non-cognitive way. It was just too overwhelming for my mind to be able to take in what I was experiencing, but I did take it in within my spirit, and my spirit releases, so my mind comes into a revelation of it over a period of time as revelation is released. Draw from your being, and your being will be pure spirit, pure light, pure love, pure fire, which is the pure desire, pure thought of I am that I am. The convergence of I am that has been, that is, and will be. Son, you live, move, and have your being within I am. But that is the limited philosophy of men's best effort to understand being and must be expanded. So no matter what we've experienced, there is more. You must go back to the Firestones again for the process to be accelerated beyond the finite mind of limitations. Now, I've not been back there yet. I still believe I'm going through the process that the last encounter with the Firestones had. But I have this invitation. I know that I need to go back at some stage. Son, you can choose. You have the invitation. Think carefully about the implications, as this will have greater consequences and can cause greater controversy. So whatever this next invitation to engage the Firestones is, it is going to be a challenge. And I have been weighing it, and therefore I still believe that there are things I still need deconstructing from before I go into whatever this is going to be. Because if there are greater consequences and greater controversy, it is going to go deeper than even where I am now. So I need to be ready for that, and whatever those consequences are. Therefore, I encourage you, live loved, love living, live loving, and rest. Now, I want to encourage you just to engage that now. We have some time just to come into that place. I encourage you to close your eyes. Just begin to breathe slowly and deeply, and begin to focus on the name of God, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. And as you breathe in deeply, then exhale, Yod. Yod. Breathe in. Breathe out. Vav. And breathe in. And continue that cycle, the rhythm of life. Continue that cycle, slowly breathing in the life of God and breathing out to frame reality by what you breathed in. Just as the Father breathed into Adam, receive his breath and then begin to live according to the rhythm of Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. The very breath of life. Just breathe in and breathe out. Yod. 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 just rest. Rest in the name of God. In Him, in His name, and allow His love to surround you, to encompass you, to flow all over you, to flow from your first love gate, filling your spirit with love. Just let that love fill you, flow into your soul, through your soul gates, filling your conscience, your imagination, your reason, your mind, your emotions, your will, and your choice, filled with love, flowing into every part of your body, filling the garden of your heart, flowing onto the dance floor, the soaking room, into that intimate place. Fill you and let it flow from you, let it come upon you, let love come over your head, down your shoulders, over your body, filling you, bringing you into that deep state of being loved, unconditionally loved. Live loved. Live loved. Live loved. Now just joy. Let joy begin to fill you. Let joy begin to fill you. Let joy begin to fill you. Flowing through your first love gate. Flowing, filling your spirit, soul, and body. Covered in joy, filled with joy. Let joy flow from you. Create an atmosphere of love and joy around you. Feel grateful. That gratitude, thanksgiving for the Father, Son, and Spirit and all that they're doing in your life. Embrace that joy and fill your atmosphere with joy. And just embrace peace. Let peace begin to fill you. Receive God's peace, His wholeness. Receive His forgiveness. Feel completely at peace and one with Him. Join to Him, one spirit with Him. At peace. Let peace flow from you, filling your spirit, filling your soul, flowing over your body, completely cocooned in peace. Release that peace from your innermost being. Create an atmosphere of love, joy, and peace around you. Rest. Rest. In love, joy, and peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace. Create an atmosphere that's flowing, the river of life flowing out of heaven, flowing into you, filling you, flowing through you. Activate your energy gates, those centers of energy. Focus your thinking on activating the energy of heaven, limitless energy that you can draw on today to fulfill all your call to do. Live at rest in love, joy, and peace. Live loved, love living, and live loving. Rest.